We want Brother Ronnie Ford to come up here and testify from right here. Bless your soul. I have grown to really appreciate Brother Ronnie Ford. The Lord bless him.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Long way. I still got a lot farther to go, but I've come a long way from where I was. Because 3.5 years ago, I wouldn't even want to be in church. And now I love coming to church. That's what I live for, to come to church. My wife can't understand it, but I believe one day with prayers, I believe she's going to come into church. And I believe she's going to find out what it's all about. At least she's going to find out that that's the greatest name that we've ever been given was Jesus. A man told me when I got the Holy Ghost, he said, "You were just emotional." I got to thinking about it. Sure, I was emotional. But that's the best thing that's ever been given to anybody. And I thank God for what He done for me. I thank Him for filling me with the Holy Ghost. People said you can't get the Holy Ghost. They said you don't speak in tongues when you get the Holy Ghost. But I know that you speak in tongues when you get the Holy Ghost, because I spoke in tongues when I got the Holy Ghost. I'm like Brother Yeager, don't tell me God can't cause you to speak in tongues when you get the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! God can do anything. If God can take me from a bar stool into a church house, and people say that that's the devil's work, like Brother Sammy said one night, the devil don't bring people off of bar stools and put them in church houses. He takes them out of church houses and puts them in bar stools. But it was reversed for me. God brought me to this church. Hallelujah. I didn't know anything about this message. But Brother Sammy come out there telling me about it. Brother Chip telling me about it. Brother Wilson telling me about it. Brother Gary Taylor telling me about it. You know, people out that paper mill, we think that's a rough place, and it is. But there was only about 4 or 5 people that was filled with the Holy Ghost. But those 4 or 5 people could reach one person. And that's all it took. Sometimes we think that this world is going after us and coming every way that we can't make it. But out of 1,500 people out there, 4 or 5 people filled with the Holy Ghost can still make it, with them trying every day, trying to pull them down. They make fun of Brother Sammy out there. I know, because I was one of them. I made fun of Brother Sammy. I made fun of Brother Chip. I didn't know what I was doing at that time. But I made fun of them. I would laugh at them. A boy told me that Brother Sammy's got something that somebody told him about, and it was a secret. He don't know how he got it, but Brother Chip whispered in his ear one day, and Brother Sammy was changed. That's the exact word that man told me. And I kind of laughed about that, and Brother Sammy started telling me, and that whole thing, it was a secret, was Jesus. And it's not a secret to me, but it is to some people. Hallelujah.
As along life's way you go, clouds may hide the light of day. Have no fear, for well you know, love will roll the clouds away. Clouds away. love will roll the clouds away. Turn the darkness into day. I'm so glad I now can sing. Love will roll the clouds away. God is watching over all, and He hears you when you pray. Trust in Him when loved ones fail. Love will roll the clouds away. Love will turn the darkness into day. I'm so glad I now can say, love will roll the clouds away. Love will roll the clouds away.
If Jesus walked into this building tonight,
hallelujah.
If Jesus walked into this building tonight, I wonder how many of you would be sitting on your seat. Well, folks, I feel Him. He's here. Are you going to sit there and not praise Him? Let's offer unto Him praises. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I praise your name. Hallelujah. Glory and honor and praise be unto your holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus, for being here tonight, Lord. I appreciate your presence, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Brother Gary, come and see. You know, He'll make things right and you laugh. Because right there sits a soul that was made right. And I can't help but sing His song for the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Three men on a raging sea thought if what hope there could be, tossing so helplessly alone in the night. In despair, they began to cry. Jesus heard them as He passed by. He said, fear not, for it is I. He'll make things right. He'll make things right. If you will trust Him, He'll make things right. If you will fall on your knees and pray, well, if you're lost somewhere in the night, let Jesus be your guiding light. Kneel down and pray. Soon you will say, He'll make things right. He'll make things right. If you will trust Him, He'll make things right. If you will fall on your knees and pray, well, if you're lost somewhere in the night, let Jesus be your guiding light. Kneel down and pray. Soon you will say, He'll make things right. Once a blind man standing by the way, though he couldn't see the light of day, he heard that Jesus, the Son of David, was passing by. Oh, how
have mercy on me. He did cry. Jesus heard him as he passed by. He touched his eyes. He gave him his sight. He made things right. He'll make things right. If you will trust him, he'll make things right. If you will fall on your knees and pray, well, if you're lost somewhere in the night, let my Jesus be your guiding light. Kneel down and pray, soon you will see he'll make things right. He'll make things right. If you will trust him, he'll make things right. If you will fall on your knees and pray, well, if you're lost somewhere in the night, let Jesus be your guiding light. Kneel down and pray, soon you will say he'll make things right. Once a blind man standing by the way, though he couldn't see the light of day, he heard that Jesus, the Son of David, was passing by. Oh, have mercy on me, he did cry. My Jesus touched his blinded eyes. Hallelujah! Glory, glory! Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah! He can touch your eyes tonight. Glory to God, we can have revival tonight in this place. Praise God! Bend down your knees and pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, he'll make things right. If you will fall on your knees and pray. Well, if you're lost somewhere in the night, let my Jesus be your guiding light. Kneel down and pray. Soon you will say he'll make things right. He'll make things right. If you will trust him, oh, he'll make things right. Yeah. If you will fall on your knees and pray, well, if you're lost somewhere in the night, let Jesus be your guiding light. Kneel down and pray, soon you will say he'll make things right.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He'll make things right. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. If there's anything wrong, let Jesus make it right. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother Danny and Sister Vanessa is going to sing.
Many times you heard the story, sitting on your mother's knee. She talked about how much God loved you and about a place called Calvary. But now the story's just a memory of a time so long ago. But that love still seems to call you, though you're miles away from home. And in the darkness of the midnight, when nothing seems to ease the pain, and when there's no one else to cling to, you hear him softly call your name.
He won't give up easy.
Hallelujah. You're forever on his mind. No,
he won't give up easy.
He's just not the quitting kind. You gave yourself sin completely.
Oh, you gave it all you had to give. And now you lie awake and wonder if all those sins he will forgive.
If you can know how long he's watched you, just hoping you would change your mind. While you've been chasing after rainbows, he's waited patiently in line.
And if tonight, while he's calling, can't you hear him calling?
You turn your back and walk away.
Just remember while you're running,
he's watching every step you take.
He won't give up easy. You're forever on his mind. No, he won't give up easy. He's just not the quitting kind. You gave yourself to sin completely. You gave it all you had to give. And now you lie awake and wonder, oh, if all those sins he will forgive.
If you can know how long he's watched you, just hoping you would change your mind.
Hallelujah.
While you've been chasing after rainbows, he's waited patiently in line.
Hallelujah. And if tonight,
while he's calling, you turn your back and walk away.
Just remember while you're running,
he's watching every step you take.
He won't give up easy. You're forever on his mind. No, he won't give up easy. He's just not the quitting kind.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He don't give up easy. If you're out there and you feel a prick in your heart and you feel like that God talking to your heart, it ain't the devil. Because like Brother Ronnie Ford said, he don't put you out there in the world to do the things of the world. He draws you to him. That's God drawing you to him. He don't give up easy. And praise the Lord, he's just not the quitting kind. I'm glad he didn't give up on me, aren't you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The apostolic singers are going to come and bless you. Praise the Lord. Worship the Lord tonight. I just feel this is a great service. Somebody can get delivered tonight. Praise the Lord.
He brought me out of the miry grave. He set my feet on the rock to stay. I'm shouting glory in my soul today. Now I can sing hallelujah.
He brought me out.
He brought me out of the miry clay.
He set my feet.
He set my feet on the rock today. I'm shouting glory in my soul today.
Now I can sing
hallelujah. He picked me up and he turned me around. He set my feet on the solid ground. I'm shouting glory and I'm heading down. Now I can sing hallelujah.
He picked me up.
He picked me up. And he turned me around.
He placed my
feet. He placed my feet on a solid ground.
I'm shouting glory.
I'm shouting glory and I'm heading down.
Now
I can sing hallelujah.
He bled and died.
He bled and died on that Calvary.
He gave his life.
He gave his life just for you and me.
He rose again.
He rose again just to set me free.
Now I can sing
hallelujah.
He
bled and died on that Calvary.
He gave his life.
He gave his life just for you and me.
He rose again.
He rose again just
can set me free.
Now I can see.
Now I can see.
Hallelujah.
Restricted to the people that claimed as Holy Ghost. If you're called in the Lord, just let that umbrella down. Get rid of that old stony heart. Jesus is here tonight. Get in God's will. You don't have to be cold in God. It's your choosing. If you want a good blessing, if you want to feel better tonight, not tomorrow, tonight, today is the day of salvation. We don't have no promise for tomorrow. If you don't believe what I'm telling you, you should have been here last night. We have a, and I don't hope you don't get the big head, but we have a brother in our midst. He brought the mail to us last night and he read it. And his message was, don't let someone else steal your crown or wear your crown. And we're sitting back here cold and frigid in the Lord. We're a sitting duck for the devil and all his fiery darts. If you ever intend to go to heaven, you better start tonight. Today is the day of salvation. And I want you to know that I got stirred up last night. I want you to know that I have been the Sunday school superintendent around here, and I hadn't been doing all I could do. Now, how many of all of us does that fit? I'm going to tell you one thing. If we're going to heaven when we die, and you want to wear a crown, you was right, brother. You got to get on the stick and stay there. Praise the Lord. I want you to know, it stirred me. If you're here and you're cold in the Lord, tonight's the night to get revived. This is revival. And don't let the devil kid you that we're going to have a revival tomorrow. No, no, 1,000 times no. That's a trick of the devil. He wants you to think that we're going to have a revival tomorrow. But if you have a revival, it's going to be tonight. Tonight. The devil is a liar. He's the father of the liars. Praise the Lord. If you want to go to heaven tonight, you better get right. Because God said, today is the day of salvation. Praise the Lord. If there's anything in my life that I want out, if anything that the devil has got stored up in there, any animosity, jealousy, that old green-eyed monster, somebody calls it, today is the day of salvation. If I'm going to be saved, I'm going to have to be saved today. Praise the Lord. I just feel like traveling on for Jesus. Hallelujah. We got a treat for you tonight. Come on up here, everybody that I'm talking about. I want to worship. Well, you're free to worship. Praise the Lord. This is not restricted to the people who claim the Holy Ghost or who have the Holy Ghost. Just worship the Lord, and He'll give you a blessing for it. Because He inhabits the praises of His people. And I'm so glad He does. Praise the Lord. Today is a day of salvation. Hallelujah.
Love it.
Praise
the clouds away.
Hallelujah. It works every time. For me, it does. If you hadn't tried Jesus, you're missing the best thrill of your life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Lord has been good tonight. He has honored us with His presence.
Amen.
Now let us honor Him with praise. And I know Brother Rutledge is going to have a good message for us. Take heed, lest at any time the devil may slip in and taint your soul, Brother Rutledge.
Bless God. You're going to take up an offering.
Do we need an offering?
Yeah.
Just as bad as we need breath. Praise the Lord. Okay, give us an instrumental. Praise the Lord. Okay. Lord, we're thankful for this day and your many blessings. We thank you for this offering that we're about to receive. Bless it to its intended use. And we won't forget to give you the praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody ever do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. He healed my body and he told me to run on. He healed my body and he told me to run on. He healed my body and he told me to run on. He's my friend. I said, nobody, nobody, nobody can do me like Jesus. Nobody, nobody, nobody can do me like the Lord. Nobody, nobody, nobody can do me like Jesus. He's my friend. Nobody, nobody, nobody can do me like Jesus. Nobody, nobody, nobody can do me like the Lord. Nobody, nobody, nobody can do me like Jesus. He's my friend. I said, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody ever do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. I said, nobody, nobody, nobody can do me like Jesus. Nobody, 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 nobody can do me like the Lord. Nobody, nobody, nobody can do me like Jesus. He's my friend. Praise the Lord.
Everybody say glory. I tell you, it feels rather churchy here tonight. I thought, as Brother Charles was doing such a good job in all the things that he was doing, even preaching a little bit, I tell you what, if there's a bunch of people who could preach that good, they'd be lined up before the district board trying to get license. In fact, I almost felt like I did in Hot Springs a few nights ago when they asked me to sing following Brother Coleman. And I said, don't ever ask me to sing after Coleman has sung. And I almost feel that way about Charles tonight. Don't ask me to preach after he's already poured his heart out to you, telling you that God is still on the throne. Well, God has been here with us, and he is here with us, so let's clap our hands unto the Lord. Can the Lord ever teach us a lesson? Last Sunday night, we were going to really put on a good one. We did have a good service. But we were going to put it on tape before we could send it down to prison and have something real special, you know. We made more bobbles and more flops and more mistakes. I mean, all of us did. I guess God wants us to know that we don't really know how to do it. He knows exactly what we need. I want to read to you from the fourth chapter of Matthew, verse 18, maybe 19. Talking about going fishing. It's getting that time of year. Some have already been. Heard some fellow talking about getting so many out of one treetop. I thought they were in the water. That's the reason I had been catching them. Of course, we're talking about a different type of fish. Jesus, in this chapter, promised those that he called, who were fishermen, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. First, it was Peter and Andrew. And then James and John that dropped their nets to follow the Lord. And he said, I will make you fishers of men. I think I've told you about Wren and Bren when they were about 10 and 14 year olds, something like that, maybe 9 and 13. They decided to take a bus trip up to Walnut Ridge to see my parents. And it was in the summer months when it was hard to find worms in that sandy country around Walnut Ridge, Lesterville, Richwoods, where I grew up. Wren was aware of this. So he bought him some crickets and took their fishing rods and reels, and they got on the bus with a pail of crickets and rods and reels and rode 200 miles almost to Walnut Ridge, and those crickets are cricking. chirping, whatever they do. And all the people picking at them, but didn't make Rendell any difference. My dad said when they got off the bus, he still had his crickets and he had his rod and reel. He was going fishing. And can he ever tell you some big fish stories? Them fish grow every day after he catches them. They tell me that a bass might put on 3/4 of a pound to 1 pound a year under good environments, but not the one Rendell Rutledge catches. After he catches them, they'll grow 3 or 4 pounds a year. He might get to hear this tape. Of course, we all have our fishing stories, but you know the greatest, the most thrilling story of all is when we can tell about winning some souls for the Lord. That's what we're told to do. You know, the Lord didn't call just preachers to be soul winners. It's a combined effort. The word must be preached. That's true. But it's a combined effort on all our part. I like what Brother Yeager said tonight. He said, my work, my calling is to work around the altar. Here's a man, 88-year-old, who still holds to that work of working around the altar. And I have seen him many times point with a laughter in his voice, they've got it. They received it. Praise the Lord. They do, we'll just send you on to the morgue and go on with it, Brother Yeager. Amen. No, I'm not. I'm teasing there, but that's right. If you're going to have a heart attack, do it for the Lord. Now, Jesus, when he was... I'm going to read to you from the fourth chapter of Matthew and beginning at the 18th verse. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. He said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Nobody knows how to catch men unless God makes us fishers of men. There's no seminary or cemetery can teach you how to catch men for Jesus. Not really. We can have all of our seminaries, we can have all of our training sessions and all that, but this thing of following Jesus and listening to Him is the only thing that will make you a soul winner for the Lord. You may make disciples unto yourself, but we want to win souls for Jesus. Someone pointed at a drunken man leaning against a telephone pole and said, this fellow shouted out, hey, preacher. He said, you know me, don't you? He said, I don't believe I do. He said, I'm one of your saints. And the preacher said, you might be, but obviously you're not one of the Lord's saints. To win a soul for Jesus is a great thing tonight. We might make disciples unto ourselves. You could believe most any ridiculous thing in the world and gain a few believers. Believers.
Brother Sam gets happy. He love break his. Come to our eyes.
In church. Even as I also am of Christ. Let's all get in line and follow Jesus. And the Lord said to these four, and of course they were not the only ones, but in this particular chapter we're dealing with Peter, Andrew, James, and John. And they left their father, James and John, left their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and left their father and followed him. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. You know what he's doing? He's teaching these men to be fishers of men. He went out all through Judea and all the regions about, healing the sick of the various afflictions and various diseases. He's teaching these men that he had just got through, saying, follow me and I will make you, I will teach you to be fishers of men. Brother Johnny Wall wrote a song when he was first converted. If you want to catch a fish, fish on the shady side of the log. He thought he had a hit. It is. It just hadn't been recorded yet. Don Johnson was listening to a tape that Rendell had recorded, and on the end of it was Johnny Wall singing, and singing his own song. If you want to catch a bass, fish on the shady side of the log. And Don Johnson, riding along the automobile, turned it on, and he said, who on earth is that singing about catching bass? It's still a good song, isn't it, Johnny?
What?
Amen. But we're really not interested in catching bass. That is all the time, once in a while maybe. But what we're really talking about is winning souls for the Lord. And what are we going to use for bait? I told the kids a story when they were small. And it went something like this. A little foolishness, but the kids liked it. And we have a few children here tonight, all the way from 6 months old to 88-year-old. And I told them that one day Wren and Bren and I decided we'd go fishing. So we first had to get some bait. We went down behind the barn. We took a shovel and we were going to dig for some worms. And I stuck the shovel in the ground, and sure enough, I turned the dirt over, and there was a great big blue-eyed worm. And picking it up, the worm began to scream and cry and said, what are you going to do with me? And it was Rendell who said, we're going to go fishing and going to catch a great big bluegill. And the worm said, no. But just the same, Brenda, Rendell, and myself went fishing. We got in the boat and we went out a ways and we got the hook out of the can and we started to put the hook in it. And he said, ouch! And he said, looking up with his blue eyes, he said, what are you going to do now? And again we replied, we're going to catch a bluegill. And dropping the worm over the side of the boat down into the water, it seemingly never did hit bottom until the line began to get tight. And we began to pull and heave and pull and finally bringing that to the surface. And to our surprise, it was a brown-eyed monster. And Debbie said, my, what a pretty monster. And Rendell said, it sure is. We pulled it into the boat. And Debbie said, or Brenda said, let's take it home with us. And I said, oh, no, we wouldn't want to do that. But we looked at it and it had brown eyes and curly hair. And it was a pretty monster. And we took it home with us, the story goes. And we named it Debbie. What a fishing trip. We kept the monster. But when Jesus said, let's go fishing, it wasn't foolishness. It wasn't a story like that one. That's far-fetched. But he said, I want to make you fishers of men. I'm going to give you something to fish with. I'm going to show you how it's done. So come on, boys. I want you to see something. He went out and healed the sick. He went out and healed all manner of diseases. He wasn't afraid to pray when there needed to be a prayer prayed. He wasn't reluctant to rebuke Satan when Satan needed to be rebuked. I'm telling you, he was teaching them to be fishers of men. Not only them, but he led some others, quite a number, out to a place, a mountain. A multitude of people. Chapter 5. He went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs. If you want to use good fishing bait, don't be haughty, don't be proud, don't be high-minded. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I mean, this follows the scripture that he said to them, I'm going to make you fishers of men. And then the Beatitudes, as we have tagged the name on there,
If you want to win souls, have a beautiful spirit. I mean, I hate to see nasty people, period. But I'd rather see people live in filth, naturally, as to have a filthy, dirty, nasty spirit. Always in a fight, always bickering, always having trouble. Can't get along with anybody. Maybe one person at a time. Only want one friend. Can't have more than one friend. Say, it's not healthy, young people and all, to just have a few associates. We're in this thing for one cause. To gain souls, to fish for men, to see our church filled, and to see our people thrilled, and to see the blessings of God flow through us. Did not Jesus say, he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters? Thus spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. He was speaking of the Holy Ghost because it had not yet been given, but soon it was to be given. We're living this side of there. The Holy Ghost has been given. I'll tell you something else you can use in your bait can. When I was a kid going fishing, well, I'd use one of Dad's Prince Albert cans. That made just enough to go fishing, catch a few fish, and come home. But it's not a can. It's in your heart and soul, in your mind. You need some of this in your mind. In fact, you've got to have it. You ever read about that fellow back in the old scripture that they were in the heat of a battle and they needed a messenger to run to the king, and everybody said, I'll go. And finally one fellow took off just as fast as he could run. And when he got there, they said, what's the message? He said, I don't know. But he beat there. We need to run, but we need to know what we're going for. We need to tell it, but we need to know what we're saying. Come on, worship God a little while. So we got people that are poor in spirit. It's not talking about just poverty-stricken people. No reflection there, because thank God poor people can get in on this just as well as anybody else, and sometimes even easier, because hardly shall a rich man enter into the kingdom of God. Not because riches keeping out, but because of the love of riches. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. It's good to be jubilant. It's good to be happy. We've had some of that tonight. But a few nights ago, gathered around Chris's bed and in the waiting room, while the doctor said, and I guess you know this, that you came from a 25% chance. 75-25. That's great odds against a man living. And for what, 16, 17 days, lying in intensive care? And I'm not just trying to play on this, but I'm telling you, when people begin to, you could hear the tune of people. It wasn't just Pentecostal people. I mean, some Baptist people begin to moan. Church of God people and Assembly of God people. And I'm not trying to compromise, but I'm saying when there's a need and people begin to mourn, I mean, begin to... You say, what are you telling them? I'm talking about like Hezekiah had. When Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and his back to the world, and he said, I mourn like a dove. He said, I chattered like a crane. I chattered like a crane. He didn't care what anybody said or thought. When Danny went in there to have that prayer meeting, nurses and doctors around, it don't make any difference now. Here's somebody that needs help. We're talking about going fishing. It's a thrill. Just a little bit later to go down to the dam. I've got a certain rock. If any of you go down there, stay off of my rock. But you got to know what to do after you get on the rock. You got to know which way to throw. You got to know how fast to wind it in. You got to find that hidden rock that you can't see and kind of work that jig right by that. And just as you think you're going to get hung, let it down just a little bit. And you feel a tug. And if you feel two tugs, and pull two at a time. Now, oh, isn't that wonderful? You don't know? Hey, one night in Dewdrop Church years ago, oh, what a service we were having. And we had a man that was laying the bricks, the blocks on the old Dewdrop Church. We were still under construction, and I invited him to come to church, old Brother Burns. He smoked a big old crooked stem pipe. He pulled that pipe out of his mouth. He said, "We'll come." Sure enough, they came. Brother Burns, his wife, Sister Bertha. They came that very next weekend, Sunday night. And when I made an altar call, I caught two at a time. I guess I had two jigs on. I caught two at a time. Hallelujah. Here they came down to the altar, repenting of their sins. Soon were baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. After all, the Lord said, he was relating to natural fishing. He said, "Why, look, just a little while after this, they were mending nets, and they were used to catching sometimes a bunch of fishes. I went with Brother Yeager fishing a few years ago, and we caught a few. And we caught one about that big around. Turtle, that is. And I said, oh, my, let's take him home." And he didn't want him. He turned that turtle loose. He wouldn't let me put him in the boat. I didn't like that. But they were used to catching great catches of fishes sometimes. Sometimes they caught none. It's the same way in church work. Sometimes you just catch a net full. And other times you just toil and you toil and you toil. That's when Jesus is not with us, or when we tried to do it without his instructions. Somebody said, "When you so-and-so, we'll have revival." We only have revival as we get Jesus and his presence in our midst. Brother Warbington told me he's been in a great revival, several received the Holy Ghost. And he said, "You know, we didn't have some well-known evangelist. We just had a young preacher, just a beginner, and God just poured out his blessing." It doesn't make any difference who the messenger is. It's the message that counts. Hallelujah. We've ordered some mighty good preachers and heard some mighty good sermons, but somehow the bait was not used right. A couple of years ago, I was fishing, and the fellows beside me, they said, "Use blue." Of course, I've always contended that the color doesn't make any difference. It's the wiggle that counts. Of course, they kept catching them, and I put on a blue. And they had some spray stuff that they were spraying on that jig that them fish like to run up and smell. And I laughed at them, but they had a string of fish that long. I'd have given $5 for a can of that stuff right then, and I don't even believe in it. I read in the grit paper, everything's in the grit, of course, where a fellow was going about, and a reporter was taking his picture and watching him, and he was wading around in a pond with a cane pole and a short line on it. And he was saying, "Come here, kitty cat, come here, kitty cat, come here, kitty cat. Fishing for catfish. I'm teaching you something my way here. You may not know how to do it. Come here, kitty cat, come here, kitty. Wait, wait, wait." And that reporter said, "You can't call fish up." And the fellow reached down, pulled up a string of catfish, said, "You want to see my fish?" You may talk to Peter and John. You might say, you know, the sermon we all preached last Sunday night. You might say, "Hey, that's not going to work." But look what the net brought in the same day. 3,000 souls. You can't have revival with all that shouting and glory. You can't have it without it. Somebody said, "Don't it worry you when the people kind of get out of control?" It worries me when they get too refined. We had some old seats in the Dewdrop Church because the building fell down while we were building it. We didn't have enough money to buy the seats at first, and we had to get some Methodist seats in there. Remember that? Bought them out of the Methodist Church in Sheridan. And one night we were in this revival, and way back in the back of the church, someone was just shouting and jumping and leaping and got up in the seats like I did last Sunday night. Just forget all about refinery and forget all about everything. And someone come up and tapped me on the shoulder, and they're dead and gone now, but they said, "When we get our new pews, I sure hope nobody stands in them with their feet." Well, that's not the ordinary way, but if I get so carried away and want to run the back of those benches a little bit, just get out of my way if I'm doing it for Jesus. You know, Paul said, whether I'm beside myself or not, it's for the Lord. Now let's get some bait in our can and go fishing for souls. First of all, you must be poor in spirit. And it don't hurt to mourn a little bit, because God will comfort and bless those who mourn. That's just simply getting down to business. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. We want a revival. We want power. We want glory. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Oh, God, give us a hunger for revival. Give us a hunger for a move of heaven. Hallelujah. If you put all these ingredients, I'll not go on through them. It just goes on and on and on and on. The 10 Beatitudes plus a lot of other good things in the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapter of Matthew. Call that great Sermon on the Mount. But if you're going fishing, brethren, here's the way to do it. Don't go out as a big shot. Go out as a follower of Jesus Christ. When you come here tonight to pray with souls, and I trust there'll be souls come to this altar right away. When you come here to pray with them, we don't have a word of wisdom of this world to tell them how to get the Holy Ghost. This world doesn't know anything about the Holy Ghost. But we can tell them to praise the Lord. We can tell them to turn from sin. We can tell them to give it all to Jesus. And God will hear our petition tonight. As we stand, we want to see you make your way to this altar, seeking God. Come right on. Come right on. Will you come and seek God? Will you come and seek God tonight? If it's something you need from God, just make your way around the altar and give it to the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. How we'd like to show a good catch tonight. We'd like to say, that's it, Junior. That's it. That's it. Sing it again, somebody else. Some of you pray with him. Something from God tonight. Come out on. Somebody else come. Somebody else come while we pray. Anybody else? Anybody else coming? Anybody else coming? Come on. Plenty of room. All right. Everybody that knows the value of prayer, and you possibly can, gather in and let's pray. Pray with Junior that tonight he'll be satisfied in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come on. Pray.
Throw out the lifeline, throw out the lifeline. Someone is drifting away. Throw out the lifeline, throw out the lifeline. Someone is sinking today. Throw out the lifeline, throw out the lifeline. Someone is drifting away. Throw out the lifeline, throw out the lifeline. Someone is sinking. Worship the Lord.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me.
Well, I'm so glad. that Jesus lifted me, shouting glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me, well, I'm so very glad that Jesus lifted me. Well, I'm so very glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me, shouting glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Oh, Satan had me bound, but Jesus lifted me. Oh, Satan had me bound. Oh, but Jesus lifted me. Oh, Satan had me bound, but Jesus lifted me, shouting glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Well, I'm so very glad that Jesus, he lifted me. Oh, I'm so very glad that Jesus, he lifted me. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me, shouting glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Well, I'm so very glad that Jesus, he lifted me. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Oh, Satan had me bound, but Jesus, he lifted me. Oh, Satan had me bound, but Jesus lifted me. Oh, Satan had me bound, but Jesus lifted me, shouting glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Oh, I'm so very glad that Jesus lifted me. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Oh, say it.